In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ponder this job description. It starts with beautiful feet. It's hard to imagine who would think their feet are so beautiful that they should apply. Most would move right on to the next job. But the truth is, all of you have applied for this job. And don't give another thought to what your feet look like, because I know for a fact that they're going to be truly beautiful. When Paul writes in Romans, "How beautiful are the feet of those proclaiming good news, proclaiming peace," he is speaking of the apostles whose feet their Lord washed. He's speaking of feet that walked the path of the one who said, "I am the way." These feet were clean and fair for preaching and for running throughout the world, quickly filling the whole globe with the peace of Christ. And when Isaiah says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good tidings, who publishes peace," he is telling us what kind of a word it is that will be proclaimed by a myriad of feet running throughout the world. And as shoes protect our feet, the gospel's authority will protect all those telling the good news, speaking this word on the mountains. As they publish this good news, it will not be the sad, burdening, condemning words of a law church. Rather, it will be the gentle, comforting words of a gospel church. It is good that we ponder these things in the days leading up to a call service. For Isaiah is clearly saying what those who proclaim the good news are about all the days of their life. They will proclaim a joyful kingdom of peace and safety. This kingdom does not look like any of the other kingdoms of this world, ones that are governed by weapons and rules. No, this is a kingdom where the Word made flesh is the very heart and center, and where Christ himself is giving unending gifts. What a high privilege it is to be given a part in setting up Christ in his kingdom for all to behold, and to have this as your life's work. And you get to announce in a full-throated voice, not just in Eastertide, but every day, "Your God reigns. And your reigning King just is waiting to forgive all your sins." Are your feet up to this? In other words, is your stomach kind of queasy about what you're on the verge of doing? Is your heart perhaps filled with fear about your own worthiness and maybe even some doubts about you in the office? Are you terrified about being sent to boldly preach A kingdom that makes no sense? To a world that doesn't want to hear it? And to a culture that is not just slouching, but it is sprinting away from it? Are your feet up to this work? My friends, have no fear. For God Himself, through Isaiah and Paul, have lifted the weight of this from you and given it to His Word. That is where all, I say it again, all of the power is. That's what you will be publishing as your feet take you throughout the world. Today, we commemorate the first Lutheran cantor, Johann Falter. He was Martin Luther's cantor and the first musician theologian to hold the same office that Cantor Hildebrandt and I have been called to here at the seminary. There's a great deal I could say about this man and his work and the office, but I have restrained myself to concluding this morning with some words from his hymn, "The Bridegroom Soon Shall Call Us." For Falter's hymn text brings Isaiah's and Paul's Romans text to its magnificent, stunning conclusion for the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the martyrs, and for you. For it describes the future of all those with beautiful feet, whose life's work it has been to proclaim the good news, the good tidings, the peace, and salvation to Zion, saying to them again and again and again, "Your God reigns." There shall we see in glory our dear Redeemer's face. The long-awaited story of heavenly joy takes place. The patriarchs shall meet us, the prophets' holy band, apostles, martyrs greet us in that celestial land. In that fair home shall never be music's voice silent. With hearts and lips forever we shall in God rejoice, while angel hosts are raising with saints from great to least a mighty hymn for praising the giver of the feast. Even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.